Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the live show that asks who knows who knows what, because who knows why. Thank you for the t-shirts. Feels like I'm playing a home ground game. It's great. Thank you very much. Now, this week on the internet, if you've never been before, what I do, I go through the internet and find other people with my name, or I just like search, and every show, that's how I started. And it's dangerous doing it during festival. It is, because there could be some reviews that I don't want to read. And but this one from Twitter handle @Jacob_JWG was quite the review. The tweet simply just said, Josh Earl, odd total wank. So that's it. That's better than my groggy squirrel one. Anyway, so, hey, if this is your first time to the podcast, what I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest, never been on the show before. But he shares his name with a comedian based in Perth. The one out here is from his show, Trending. It is Dave Hughes, everyone. Hey, mate. Yeah, go there. Hey, Dave.
Yes, and I am. I've always wanted to come on the show. I've just never been on it, but here I am.
Listeners, it's like they know you already, though, so it's fine, okay? So,
but the Freedom Rally's tried to stop me today, though.
Oh, yeah. So Hughesy was a bit late, yeah.
Yeah, it was they were rallying on Flinders Street. They mustn't. Do they not have the internet?
No. Too much 5G.
It's over now, isn't it? Anyway, yeah.
You good though?
I'm really good. Yeah, I'm fantastic. I've got a zero beer. If people don't know, I don't drink. I didn't just start for this podcast. It's a zero beer. So yeah, no, I'm really good. I'm excited.
All right, our next guest shares her name with a Queensland marriage celebrant. Can you please welcome from her show, Still Here, please welcome, it's Denise Scott, everyone. Hey, Denise. How's the stool? It is a high stool. I'm very sorry.
You're right. Can I help you?
For people
who... That's the most exercise I've had in a long time.
I've been in trouble in the past for having stools and not chairs, but I thought you'd be fine with it.
Yes, yes. Well, I had to be. Yeah. There's no option.
We could have got a chair. Now, Denise, how are you doing? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, am I meant to say something amusing?
No.
And riveting back to that? I am doing okay. There's nothing more to be said. I've done fuck all apart from our show.
But you haven't had COVID, though.
I have not had COVID.
Really?
I haven't either, yeah.
I got COVID in this room 2 weeks ago, so...
Well, and in fact, this is the thing. Good news for me, because I thought... There's going to be a room where it's going to happen. So I had to make sure I had 7 days after this gig. Like, I've got a show tomorrow with Judith. I figure if I've got it by then, I won't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So the show will go on and I will give it to the audience there. But apart from that, then we'll all have 7 days, isn't it? Oh, it's just a risky time.
Because Judith got it, though, who you're doing your show with.
Yes, yes.
During the
Am
run.
Am I going to talk
about
that later?
Yeah, do it now. Right. Do it now.
Oh, is this meant to sound a bit spontaneous?
No. You just told me and it's funny. It's fine.
What is going on?
Well, no, Judith, but it's a long story, so you...
All right, I'll invite the others and then we'll tell it later.
I think so, because you're... Right.
But for us, it sounds like she got it but kept doing the show. That's what it sounds like.
No. Oh, no, she didn't. She got it. And does she pay out on me?
I'm intrigued.
All right. Our next guest, also a first timer at the show. He shares his name with an American author, but the one we have here is from the podcast The Imperfects. Can you please welcome Ryan Shelton, everyone? Woo! Hey, Ryan.
Hi.
Thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Has it been? Do you know this American author?
No, actually. I didn't know. Well, yeah, because I have so many Google alerts going on my name. So it's strange that I haven't seen that. But no, I don't know. There's a guy who is like a web developer in the UK, and the only reason who's got my name, the only reason I know that is because he gets all the like social media handles first.
Yeah.
Like he gets them really quickly. And so I'm always like having to be like Ryan Shelton 1.
Yeah.
Or 2.
Because the author is Ryan M. Shelton.
Oh, Emmy. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, sorry.
Hey,
to avoid confusion, I'd just say Emmy, but yeah.
Finally is a comedian who shares her name with a human resource manager in Mumbai. Can you please welcome from her show, Irvi Went to an All-Girls School. It's Irvi Majumdar.
Hey, how are you going?
Hey, mate, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you know this human resource person in Mumbai?
I don't, but I hope she's not more successful than me.
She's not. I know.
Yeah.
Probably my cousin, I don't know.
So thanks for doing this. Now, we've got two first-timers on the show, so I'll explain the rules. It's a quiz all about you guys, okay? So the first game is called Social Me Media. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to read out status updates by the four of you. If you think you know who wrote them, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. Okay. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right. A point to the person who actually wrote it if they're incorrect. Don't worry, Husey.
No, I'm working
You're so competitive.
I am.
Your
absolutely.
Body... Your body's just like all coiled, yeah. Like a spring.
No, I'm into this.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
So your own name,
own name's your buzzer. Yep.
No, I'm getting off.
clarifying the rules.
Yeah. Question one: I just said hi, handsome, to the man working in our local bakery. What the hell?
Husey.
Yes, Husey.
That is Denise Scott.
That is Denise Scott. Point of Husey. He's on the board.
I remember that. I remember that one. I do.
I have no memory of it. Seriously.
No, I do remember that.
Oh, no.
I thought she's allowed to flirt with her local baker.
Yeah.
And good on her.
I do remember that, actually.
I feel like, Husey, I feel like you've finished Twitter. Like you've read Twitter.
No, honestly, this
no. His management wanted him to be finished with it, but like he's sorry.
No,
yeah.
I my name hasn't been trending for about 3 days, so that's great.
That's
Pete
okay.
Hellier's was
Pete
though.
Yeah,
I know because someone said he died, and then
was it meant to be a joke?
No, I don't know, but it's just an opportunity for everyone to be mean, you
yeah.
know. And I didn't want to read it because I know I would get connected to it. There'd be a lot of why wasn't it Husey?
But
he's not. But he's not. He just put something. Pete just put something. He said, "I'm enjoying the afterlife." And
yeah,
yeah. But and he's on the way to the Gold Coast. I don't know what he's doing, but he's yeah.
The heaven of Queensland. Okay. Question two. I like Coles Radio, but there's too many ads.
Irvi.
Yes, Irvi.
Is it Ryan?
That is Ryan. Yeah. A point there for Irvi, yes.
Is it really? I honestly don't remember that.
Yeah.
When's that from?
That's 7-8 years ago.
Jeez, that was...
Wow.
That's when I peaked.
Yeah.
That's a really good joke.
Yeah.
But could I just say, you've got to be careful, though, with when you tweet about, like, companies, because when they go to use you in an ad, they go through all your Twitter and... I once did a joke about Coca-Cola and Coca-Cola's names. They put their names on the cans.
Yeah.
And I said, I want diabetes on my can. And I had to delete that.
Oh, it's really funny if you get ads. Most of us don't, Husey. Most of us haven't got that problem. We can write whatever we want about anything.
What ad would you want, Denise?
I'd like something a bit groovy, a bit hip. Not. I have been asked to do, not...
What?
Incontinence pads.
Depends,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah. In fact, to be... Well, this is sounds odd, but the face of...
Yeah.
Incontinence. The face with which you think about it. It's not a pleasant face. But, yes, anyway. And do you know who did it?
Who did it?
Because they asked me, then they asked Judith Lucy.
Did she do it?
And then, you know who brought that one home? Bev Killick. Ah. And good on Bev. We love Bev
absolutely.
For that.
I was once the face of overactive bladder syndrome. So, yeah.
What's over... Oh, when you piss all the time. Well,
yeah, when you can't... And you keep going to the toilet. And so I was an ambassador. I went on the Today Show to talk about it. And the thing is, I didn't have it until I became the ambassador for it.
Yeah.
And I honestly developed it over the campaign. And I can tell you, it's a real pain in the arse. So. I'm over it now.
I was a yogurt brand. I was the unhealthy person in the yogurt brand. I auditioned for the healthy person and I got cast, and then Nina Oyama was the other one, and then they swapped the roles on the day and said, no, you can be the unhealthy one.
That is harsh.
Absolute gut punch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.